Yes, hello. Good morning. Is this Marley?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, how you doing, Marley? I wasn't sure if I was calling the right name here. Nice to meet you. My name is Marlon. I'm one of the senior directors here from my department. You were just speaking to a young lady there by the name of Tara a minute ago, right?
Yes.
Okay, so she's actually one of our mapping coordinators here for the company. Her job today has been to find a quality company in your area so that we can go ahead and refill this listing that opened up on the first page of Google for your line of industry this morning. Now, she was asking me to jump on the line here to see if I can approve a discount here for your company. I'll see what I can do since it is an exclusive listing we got to fill today. There isn't any contracts either, so you guys can have the opportunity to kind of try this out, even a month if that's what you guys want to do. But to be honest with you, 85% of my clients, they usually give me a call back within the first, second, or third month. They usually end up wanting to sign up a contract with us. Okay, so I'll leave it up to you guys, though, but you'll be month to month. Okay, now, Marty, did you have any questions, though, aside from the price for me? Have you guys ever tried something like this before? Is this new to you guys, or?
Yeah, we're a new company, so yeah, new to us.
Okay. What are you guys doing for your marketing right now? Or for like your source of leads or whatnot?
We're currently on Angie's List.
Angie's List. Okay. How fresh is that? Pretty new or?
Just this last week.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Well, I mean, I hope it goes well with that, but I mean, just be careful because they do charge you for every call that they send your way. It's not like a free call or whatnot, right? So you can't actually put in a lot of money into to Angie's List. They actually used to be called Home Advisor. Before that, they used to be called Service Magic. Before, I guess, I could say it used to work a lot better for their clients because they used to send that lead to, like, say, maybe like three companies or whatnot. But now they send it to, like, about eight or possibly even more. I don't know how that's going, but at the end of the day, all you companies are calling that same lead, and at the end of the day, all you get charged. So they're making money off you guys, you know what I mean? And they're using that money to advertise on Google ads themselves to put themselves on the first page of Google. And at the end of the day, you guys just get a lead that's already been sent to other companies. Now, with us, it's totally different. That's the reason why I mentioned that, not to bash them, because instead of promoting ourselves and our website or whatnot, you guys will be promoted yourselves by your company name. So whenever they actually do a search looking for a service that you guys provide, obviously you guys are in construction. So what would you say is the bread and butter service that you guys offer? Like, what's the main service like that makes you guys the most money?
We're focusing on concrete.
Concrete? Okay. Commercial, residential, or are you guys kind of just sticking to one?
Commercial, residential, decorative.
Okay. So let's say right now, right, I'm going to do a little search here, and I believe you guys are based out of St. George. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So in a 20-mile radius from St. George, for that service right there alone, there has been about 1,113 searches in the last 30 days for concrete or whatnot, right, without getting specific on what type of concrete work they need. So the searches are there. The problem is that Viking Built Construction LLC is not showing up anywhere on the first page. You guys are showing up on page 5 when it comes down to actually finding Viking Built. So it's not helping you because you're not an option. I mean, like, say, for example, if I was looking for concrete right now, I Google it, I will come across other guys on the first page. So they would get my phone call, and let's just say it happened to be like a 3,000 or more or a bigger job. You guys would have kind of lost out on that phone call. Now, when I know you guys could have probably locked it down. I mean, I see that you guys have a good reputation. You don't have negative things online. Your presence is the only thing that would be hurting you right now. Also, I noticed that you guys don't have a website yet. Is that right, or am I missing it, the link here?
I need to rebrand the name. I have the website, and I have the domain name.
Oh, okay. So you got the domain name bought?
Yeah.
You just need the content.
Yeah. No, I got.
We have the content. We just have to rebrand it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was gonna say I can help you guys with that. We can help you guys with that.
It's our previous company. We just have to
Okay. Kind of just, you guys are still active though, right? It's kind of like you guys are still active though, right? Marty, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sorry, and what was your name, sir? I want to make sure I address both of you.
Ryan.
Ryan?
Yeah, my name is Ryan.
Okay. Yeah. Not Brian, right? Ryan with an R?
Ryan. Yeah, and my wife's name is Marlise.
M-A-R-L-E-E-S-E? Marlise?
Yes.
Marlise, yeah.
Okay. So basically, we can actually help you guys with that if you need assistance. If you own a domain name, we can actually recreate you a brand new website. We'll take care of the content. If you have photos, we'll go ahead and put them on. We give you an email to send in the photos. If you don't have photos, we'll use stock photos for the time being. But we always recommend that you start taking photos of work that you've done because people want to see the work that you guys do. Also, if you have a logo, we can put it on. If you guys don't have a logo for the new company name, because obviously if you change the name, you need a new logo for Viking Built. And Viking Built is the new name, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you guys don't have a logo for Viking Built, we can help you create a logo and it'll be part of the deal today. Normally these things cost separate, but I will see if I can get them included as part of the deal. Now, what we're going to do for you guys basically is put you on the Google Maps, which will target 50-mile radius all around. We'll put you on the ads, which will target anything outside of that. Anything, whether it's 20 miles, 30 miles, 50, 100 miles, it's all doable with the Google ads. We can target anywhere you want, up to 11 cities, up to 17 keywords, and over 200 variations. So you guys are fully covered. Also, we'll put you on Bing, which is another search engine that people use out there. We're going to put you on the mobile platform, so you show up on cell phones, tablets, iPhones, and iPads. We're going to put you on Alexa, Google Home, provide a tracking system for your company. So you guys can track everything that is going your way. If it's us that are causing that call to come through, you'll know that it's us. You'll be able to see reviews written about your company. You can reply to reviews and also request reviews. Also, you're going to be verified with Google headquarters with a new company name with Google headquarters in California. That's included. And you're going to be listed in multiple directories to also brand the name of the new company name. So you're fully covered all across the board. There's nothing we're going to leave out here. And most importantly there, you guys get that one-on-one with your clients. You don't have to worry about if a call comes through and they decide to just kind of ask questions and they don't use your services. That's fine because it's included. Whether you get 1,000 calls or 10 calls, it's all a flat rate every month. Now, speaking about the price, okay, now normally this is the scary part here. Usually it does run pretty high here. But what I'll do, if you guys are willing to give me a shot today, is I will go ahead and give you like a 60% discount and see if I can also cut the setup fee down from the initial payment. If I send a text to this phone number here that we're speaking on, 435-669-6507, would you guys be able to open up a link, or you can't open up a link if you're on the phone?
We can open it.
Okay, let me go ahead and send you the pricing page. Okay, so that way you guys can look at what I'm looking at here. And I'm also going to present everything in writing, obviously, with your receipt, your confirmation, all that stuff. My phone number is also going to be included. Matter of fact, I think I sent you my phone number in the beginning also. It says, hi, this is Martin. Let's get your business up on Google today. That's my direct line and extension.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I've been here for 9 years, so I'm definitely here for if you guys ever need my assistance. I'm not going to disappear on you once you give your payment. I want to make sure you guys are taken care of. Let me know once you get that little link there. It says Local Splash. Click on the link here for pricing, localsplash.com/pricing.
Yeah.
Okay, so at the top it's going to say take control of your online presence. You scroll all the way down, past proven success, the process, what we're doing right now. It's going to show you our Google badge that we're affiliated with Google directly. And then three packages, right? And, I mean, they're pretty scary prices, okay? But I'll tell you what I'll do. So there's the Platinum, the Essential, and the Pro, right? You see them?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I would like to do for you guys, Marlise and Ryan, I would like to get you guys the Platinum package for the price of the Essential package. So instead of $5.99 a month, you guys only pay $2.99 a month flat rate. And instead of the first initial investment with the setup fee taking it to $900, it would only be $3.98 today. Okay, and that will include website creation, logo creation, the full Platinum package, everything, all the bells and whistles. It's all included as part of the deal. Okay, there's no contracts involved. There's no cancellation fees involved. You will not be hassled to cancel the service. You guys can cancel at any time. All we ask is that you call us 3 days before your next billing is due. If you need to cancel, we're not going to change the price next month to the regular price, and you're not going to be charged for click or per lead or anything like that. There's not going to be any surprises for you guys. Okay, now thinking about
We're paying for, like, by Google, Concrete St. George.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be on the first.
Absolutely, sir. 100%. That's our bread and butter. That's the main thing that we focus on. But we also add all the other stuff, like the directories, the even including that other search engine, Bing. I mean, a lot of people still like to use that, like my brother. I don't know why, but he just prefers Bing over Google. But majority of people use Google. So yes, absolutely. Okay. Now, how many clients would you guys say that it would take if we can get you found for the main keywords there? Obviously, which we will. How many calls would it take for you guys to make your money back and make some profit on top? Marlies, Ryan?
On average, we get one out of three bids that we do.
Nice.
And I would say about five calls would probably, some people are just calling and just curious, and some people are curious.
Okay, let's say out of a job, though, so it could literally be one, obviously. If you just get the right job, you can make some good money.
Yeah.
Easily, right?
One job.
Yeah, and just thinking about the searches, you know what I mean? 1,113 in just a 20-mile radius, that's a big number. And that's just for concrete. And I'm not saying you guys would get all those calls going your way, because you wouldn't be the only ones on the first page of Google. That would be nice, but there's other companies that will be there. But now that you guys are going to be one of those guys on that first page, now you're going to get a nice percentage of these people going your way. And with a percentage of these calls going your way, you're definitely going to make some good money on. I never had a construction company call me and tell me, Marlon, your service sucked. You know what I mean? Let me cancel. I mean, normally they're the ones that do contracts. You know what I mean? But at first, obviously, you have to give it a shot, try it out, see how it goes. And this is a tax write-off as well. So it can literally pay for itself in many ways. Now, I guess my question to you guys is, if I can get you guys approved for that reduced rate, include a website, all the bells and whistles there, no contracts. I mean, I'm sure there's got to be more than enough for you guys to give me a shot, right?
Well, yeah, if it paid, it's definitely something we can consider for sure.
Okay. What would it take for you guys to give it a shot? What other information do you guys need from me? I mean, I'm always obviously going to send you everything.
What's the turnaround time? If I said go today, what's the turnaround time for being on that first page, and are you waiting on information for me?
Okay, good question. So timeline-wise, right? Once you give it a shot, this will be the process, right? You guys tell me, okay, Marlon, let's go ahead and try it out, see how it goes, blah, blah, right? So then I start the process here. I make sure that all the information for the new rebranding of the company is correct, like company name, address, et cetera, and certain things. Then once the payment goes through, whether we accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, the payment goes through, then I schedule your client interview. When we schedule the client interview, that's where you guys talk to my technician, and they'll discuss the keywords. And if you guys want us to create your website, which is a no additional cost, we'll go ahead and get one made for you guys. And the website would be ready 3 to 5 days from today, from when you start. So that's pretty quick. The Google ads are quick. They go up within 7 to 10 days. Obviously, once we talk to you guys, we want to make sure that we advertise for you guys correctly and how you want to be advertised. Okay. In addition to that, the map section. First, we have to rebrand your company with Google, meaning register the new company name. So you're going to be receiving your Google PIN code verification within 6 to 11 business days from today. Once you receive that postcard from Google, sometimes we can do it over the phone since we're a premier Google channel partner, and they literally monitor our calls as well. We can go ahead and do that for you guys over the phone sometimes, but if we have to send out a postcard, which might be the case with you guys because you're rebranding, then they send a postcard to you guys to make sure that you guys are you. I don't know if that makes sense, to protect you guys, to make sure that no other company is trying to take your address and use their business to, you know what I mean? There's certain things to protect you guys. Obviously, that's a good thing. You want that. So they're strict about that. So once you get that postcard, it has 5 digits, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it is. You call us up, let us know, hey, it's Marlies or Ryan. with Viking Build Construction. We got the postcard. Then we go ahead and process that, and then the process will start for the map section. The map section is more strict because they require they want to protect you guys fully. So that usually takes about 30 to 45 days at the most, but it could be less. Okay, now obviously it would take longer if you guys just kind of like get your postcard, throw it away, or kind of just leave it on your counter and don't let us know. And if we can actually call over the phone, it would be even faster. So you'll go over that information with my technicians. The directories, that's about 2 weeks. Alexa and Google Home, that's about 10 to 11 business days. So there's different things that we're going to do for you guys, Ryan and Marlise, that will take different, it will be a different timeline, but I'm also going to go ahead and provide it for you in writing. So this way there's no way we could burn you guys or back out later on and say, well, we never said we're going to do that, because you're going to have it in writing. And my name is at the bottom. And like I said, I've been here for 9 years. I want you guys to stay for a long time with us. I'd rather have a long-term relationship with your company versus a short-term relationship, because if you guys cancel in a month, Ryan Marlise, we got to do this over again with another company. So it doesn't make sense. Why not just do what we're supposed to do as a company, keep you guys' money going our way, keep making you money so everybody's happy. We don't have to refill the listing or anything like that. We just keep you guys happy. And we can only work with one company per industry, per area. So we're not going to be calling your competitors after we hang up and also offering the position. Also, I'm sending this to you in writing as we speak. I was looking for an email attached to your profile, but I do not see one. What email can you guys get? What's the active email for both you guys or the ones you guys like to use for correspondences for your company?
It's vikingbuiltconstruction@gmail.com.
Vikingbuiltconstruction@gmail.com?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, no dots or anything like that, right? Make sure.
Right.
Okay, so you're gonna have an no LLC, right? Just to make sure.
Yeah.
Not in.
Excuse me.
Correct.
Okay, so vikingbuiltconstruction@gmail.com. So you have a fresh proposal email with the exact price and ball letters that says no contracts also, and everything that you guys need to obviously see. Okay, you know what? And the badge that takes you to google.com/partners is also right there at the bottom of the email, along with my name, my extension. You guys always have contact with me, and I would like you guys to stay in contact with me to let me know how my company is treating you. I'm not saying they're not going to treat you bad, but I would like to stay in contact with you guys and let me know, hey, Marlon, things are going great. Let's go ahead and maybe possibly do a contract, but I'll leave that up to you guys. But just let me know how things are going. Let me know if you got that email, please. Make sure I send it to the right email. There you go. So yeah. Go ahead and check it out. Make sure everything is correct, the pricing and everything that I told you I was sent. Please.
Sorry, I'm feeding puppy, so my hands are full. I'm trying to pull it up as we
yeah, no worries.
Come through, but.
Yeah, take your time. You guys got some puppies, huh? Or is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, but litter of Great Danes.
Yeah, they're just over a week old.
What type of dog is it? Or what type of dogs?
They're Great Danes. They just turned 2 weeks.
Oh, man. You know what's crazy? I don't even know what. There's so many types of dogs. Me, myself, I have an American Bulldog, a Johnson breed. I bought him when he was a little puppy. Yeah, so, I mean, he's a good dog. We used to have a Husky before that, but he got old and passed away. We had to put him to sleep. Yeah, my kids
were
that old dog. Yeah, I mean, cause Huskies, they get like, I don't know if you guys know about Huskies, but I guess like, the back of their legs, they get weak when they're old, and then they have to wear a diaper.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is crazy. Yeah, you know what I mean?
When dogs get old, they can definitely become incontinent.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. So, I mean, we felt like bad. I mean, he was a good dog. I mean, he's going blind and all that stuff. So at that point, it's like, man, let him suffer or kind of just, you know what I mean? Let him rest. Yeah,
of course.
And our new dog, he's a little crazy guy. And I mean, he's a loving dog, but he looks scary. And I mean, you know, bulldogs, they look at, well, American bulldogs, they look scary, but they're family dogs, if you train them right.
Of course.
Six puppies, huh? You guys sell them, or you guys keep them?
Yes, I breed and show across the U.S., so yeah.
Oh, is that right? How much do those run about? I know I paid $1,000 for mine. It's expensive.
$2,500.
Oh, man. Yeah, those are expensive.
I imported from Poland, so I have some of the best in the world in Poland.
That's nice. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that pay for it. I mean, like for mine, I mean, I got lucked out because my friend, he breeds them, and I mean, he sells them for like $2,000. He sells also these, mountain cats or I don't know, some very exotic, cats. I mean, they look like actually like little, like they would, like you wouldn't be able to have them at your house. You know what I mean? But yeah, he breeds all that stuff. You gotta have the room to breed, animals though, I guess. Huh? Yeah. I mean, mine's breedable. It's got all the paperwork, but I can't, I mean, I got four kids. too much already here. Hands full.
For sure.
So what do you guys think about the email?
Well, I have to propose here. Yeah, everything looks
excuse me.
Wait.
Well, we're probably going to do is talk about it and then call you back. Do you have the number on there?
Yeah, his contact is on.
Yeah, so I see value in it for sure. And if we're not locked into a contract, then there's no harm in trying it out for at least, you know, 3-4 months probably.
Right.
And then at what point do you have to do a contract?
You never have to, but to be honest with you, I personally would because, I mean, you guys know, like, when you do a give a business shot, like you said, like, we'll try it out, you know what I mean? 3 to 6 months is the average where you kind of give a company a shot, and that's where you see, all right, they're about their business, or you know what, we give them a fair shot, they didn't perform. You know what I mean? You don't want to be that company that gives them like, 2 weeks, you're like, hey, I didn't get no calls or whatever. You know what I mean? Cause there's a process, right?
Oh.
So you don't have to do a contract, but I would recommend there's options like that. Like, for example, the most popular ones for construction is 6 months for $1,300. You get a better deal. You pay up front $1,300. Yeah. You can get fully covered for, 6 months. Then you have full year for $2,500, which is the best one because you're saving like $1,200 from the gate. As if you were paying like $200 a month versus $398. You know what I mean? You do the math on that. $1,300 divided into 6, $2,500 divided into 12. And what you also get with those complimentary is a CWD if you give it a shot for a contract, prepaid. CWD is a custom website.
Oh.
Okay, so it's a full-blown website with a bunch of tabs, and you can – there's so much you have in it. I mean, we include a website as well with a month-to-month, but it's not a custom website. It's just a one-page website. It's very nice, very professional. You guys will like it, no doubt. But custom website is, I mean, different tabs, multiple tabs. You can put payment information. People can pay you guys through the website. There's just more features in it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that will be it. I mean, if you guys would like, and just so you guys know my position, I don't know if the young lady told you guys, this is a position that was actually closed, for about 9 months on the first page of Google, and it just recently became available. So, the gentleman that was working with us, we're not allowed to disclose who the company was or whatnot because it's their personal information. I mean, it could be something personal or something horrible that happened that, I mean, it wasn't, actually, like, they canceled because they didn't like the service, but they had 9 months to cancel if that was the case. So this gentleman, though, he ended up, he moved to a different area, a different state to be exact, and, he's retiring. So he made plenty of money on the first page and he just wants to relax now, you know what I mean? Obviously, so that's the reason why now within our company we have this position available for construction in that St. George area, and, you guys qualify first. So once we hang up the phone with you guys, then my company would continue to do the search for another company. You know what I mean? So it's an exclusive listing. We're not working with your competitors. Now, if you guys would like, I don't mind sitting here on hold if you guys want to mute me to go ahead and kind of, you know what I mean, have your own little private conversation. I do not mind whatsoever to give you that courtesy. And you can mute me, whatever, and I'll just hold on here if you guys would like. Would that be okay with you?
So what's What's yes, the sir. Monthly? I lost
$299 is the month.
$300 a month.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it will be $299 a month. It will be $398 the first initial investment, and that will be the month to month. Or we can do 6 month contract, $1,300, or a full year for $2,500.
Could you do the 6 month with the website?
The CW you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I could totally do that. And that's complimentary. And just so you guys know, it used to actually cost $2,000 for that CWD. But ever since the pandemic, you know what I mean, they started allowing us directors to include that for clients that give us that trust with that type of money. And I personally send your your profile, your account to the owner of the company. I do that on myself personally because I want to make sure that he's aware of you guys, his account. So you're taking care of, not to say we don't take care of clients that we sign up for month to month, but if you obviously trust us with that type of money, I want to make sure that you're fully taken care of and the owner's aware that we have a client that trusted with this money. So that's just to take care of you guys. And I'm all available all the time for you guys, so you can always reach out to me as well.
Okay, so we'll probably do the 6 month, $1,300.
Okay. And after that point, I'll check up with you guys. And if you guys want to renew it, we can do that also.
We need a different contract than what you sent, right?
No, you're gonna get that. The proposal that I sent you includes all those options, and it's just like to present you with but then you're gonna get your confirmation, your invoice that you guys actually signed to have access to your dashboard as soon as the payment goes through. And once you guys get that, it's going to say right there the breakdown of the $1,300. And it's going to, so it's going to give you all information right there officially. And also, since Google records your calls and monitors your calls, as well as our company, they're probably listening right now as we speak, it's also on record of what we're agreeing upon. So there's nothing that can be changed because they record everything as well. Okay, so let's go ahead and give it a shot then. I appreciate you guys. Who is going to be the one on the account that the invoice should go to? I guess whose name is on the card so I can start the account profile.
The name on the card. The name on the card is different than who's on the account.
okay.
The account's going to be.
Okay, so you're going to be the main contact, Marlise. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll put you on the main contact.
Yeah, and my name is spelled Marlece.
Oh, okay. So the whole time I renamed you, huh? Okay, let me
All right.
Yeah, it's spelled that. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's kind of sounded the same, but I mean, I guess you spell it different. It's kind of similar to my name, huh? Marlies, Marlon. Okay, Marlece, C-E, right? Not Z-E?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Yep. So let me see, Marlies. So I will go ahead and get to the main contact information in a bit. That's going to be with the client information, because I have to set up your client interview. So there's when I'm going to let them know it. This is the person who takes care of the account. So let's go ahead and get the
business license says right there.
Oh, okay.
So her name is Marlies, but on her business license it's Lena.
I have multiple names. My first
really
is Lena. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just call her Lena. I found her business license with the state.
So you'd rather be referred to as Lena, Marlies? Yeah. Is that right? Okay, so then what I'll do is I'll go ahead and put main contact, because you'll be like the one that we contact in regards to this whole account. I'll put a Lena right there, and we'll get to that information. And if there's a different phone number we need to call you at, we'll go ahead and put that in. So let's go ahead and start the profile. So who is on the card? First name?
Ryan. R-Y-A-N Loper.
L-O-P-E-R. P as in Peter, right?
Yes.
Okay, and middle initial or number?
Lopez with the R.
There you go. Okay, and the phone number there for people to find on the first page of Google, the one that will also be attached to your CWD or whatnot, is it this one or a different phone number?
So, yeah, the one you called.
Okay, and is there a secondary number? I assume yours that you want to affiliate?
Yes.
Okay.
Secondary number would be 9-499-0176.
Okay, you said, was the area code? Sorry, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, 209.
Okay, different area code. Okay, 209-499-0176, right?
Correct.
Okay, very good. We'll get into more detail on that right there. And this is a cell phone, obviously, so this is where they're going to send all the confirmations or whatnot. The company name, you wanted to show us Viking, B-I-K-I-N-G. I'm just spelling it just in case you guys spell it differently. Built, B-U-I-L-T, space, construction, space, LLC, or no LLC?
LLC, yeah.
Okay. And the address where you guys are now going to be rebranded, is it still 3125 South 2750 East St. George, Utah, 84790?
Yes.
Very good. And I assume that you guys want to hide this address, since it is a, is it a home or is it an actual office?
Yes, it's our residence.
Okay, let's go ahead and hide it for you guys. The only time I ever recommend clients to show their address is if they have a, like a warehouse or where they want to showcase, like, you know what I mean, like maybe flooring companies or sometimes they have like a floor where they have like the work or whatnot. But let's go ahead and hide that for you guys. Okay, and let me see here. I'm going to go ahead and put you in for the CWD. Let me make sure I have the right tab here. 6 months. CWD included complimentary. Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and read you guys a brief 90-second voice verification. So obviously you guys are on record about what we agreed upon, and you'll also be receiving it in writing. But before I do that, how would you guys like to secure that listing there, Ms. Lena and Ryan? Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover? What's your preference for the payment?
Visa.
Okay. And same billing address, I assume? Mr. Loper?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And whenever you're ready, please, sir, I'm ready for you. Let's just start with a 4.
Yep, 4758.
Okay.
1-2.
I'm sorry,
1-0-2-2.
1-0-2-2.
7830.
Okay.
And then 3896.
Okay, and the expiration month and the year, please?
Expires 03-23.
And the 3 in the back?
240.
240. Okay, let me go ahead and read you the verification now. And while I'm reading this, sir, you guys will be receiving your official invoice, and this will give you access to your dashboard as well. So it's going to be labeled Local Splash Initial Invoice, okay? And once you get that, open it up, click on the link that says click here, subscription terms, scroll all the way down to the bottom. Don't click on the one that says opt out of Texas, because that's all, also how you get messages from us, as well as email, so it's helpful. On the bottom, you're going to see a little box that says, I am the certified holder of this card, and just go ahead and check on that little box. Underneath that, you'll see an empty box with your name, Ryan Loper. Go ahead and put in your name, please, and confirm the signature. And then it's going to prompt you to put in a username and a password. Let me know once you get to that. So while you're doing that, let me go and read you the verification. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification Recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement, and it's also another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Viking Built Construction, LLC.
Thank you, sir. Please state your name and your title within the company.
Lena Loper, owner.
Thank you. Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement today and utilize this car here on record?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you, you're actively involved in your campaign. So please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a reasonable period of time, so that way we are all on the same page. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, please disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement. The initial term and account setup is being charged today which is November 5th of 2021, and the 6 month reduced prepaid agreement of $1,300. When the account reaches this end, it'll automatically renew each month after, and the month to month at $299, unless we speak before and we renew it, or it'll just automatically turn it to month to month. Please call me, stay in touch with me. Like I said, if you wish to cancel after the 6 months, just give us a call and let us know, and then we'll go ahead and cancel out the service. Okay, a customer service phone number, also the same phone number to the company is 877, same number in the text I just sent you, 877-635-6225. My direct extension to my office, Marlon Castillo, is 622. I'm here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 Pacific time. And the company extension for customer service, unless you're given another extension for a technician that's going to be doing your CWD, et cetera, that would be extension number one. Okay, so now for the client interview, I'm going to go ahead and put you guys in on the schedule here, preferably today, and I like to do it the same day, preferably if there's an available slot, because you guys pay today. So I want to respect your money and respect you guys and put that money to work versus kind of just leaving it idle. The first available appointment that I have is at 10 o'clock Pacific time. That's in about an hour and a half. Or I have one at 1 p.m. And this is Pacific time. Right now it's 8:39, just so you guys know, in California. Wait. Yeah. Without work, any of those two? Or what are you guys?
10 o'clock today, or what are you doing? What's your schedule?
An hour and a half would be the first one. Okay, so
10 o'clock.
Real quick question. I didn't hear if did you say that the 6 month and the CWB is included
yeah,
in the recording?
Yes, it's included. Okay. So they're literally still recording. And I mean, I can't get away with nothing, okay. but it'll be included. And actually on the invoice that you're, I don't know if you got it yet, it should actually say it also.
Okay.
Let me know if you got that, by the way. That's totally important right there.
Yeah.
Let me know if it says right there. Okay.
I haven't checked, sorry.
Yeah, and the CWD is very important also because they have to get to know, like, how you want to show up on the account. So so they'll definitely be discussing all the cool stuff that you guys discussed about the CWD will be included. And also, I can also send you guys a link to three options that you have. As far as like, cause they have like a classic look, a futuristic look, and let me see here. Let me go ahead and send you the link so that way you guys can actually look to see like, hey, you know what, this actually looks pretty cool, or I like this one better. I prefer the classic look. It looks pretty pretty nice, but it's totally up to you guys. Let me make sure I put in. Let me see here. Sorry, I'm over here booking your appointment for the client interview, so I'm making sure that I put in your phone number. You want to be called at the 209 number, Lena, or do you want to be called at the 435 number for the interview in an hour and a half?
The
209. The 209 is fine.
Okay, let me go ahead and put that down here. I'm also going to put it in the notes so they know. And I'm also going to send you, I don't know if you guys are good at using your Google Calendar, but you're also getting a reminder of your interview. You're going to get it sent to you. Let me go ahead and put that in. Okay, so that's booked right there, 10 o'clock. Make sure that my technician is aware of your interview. Okay, let's see, what is it, client interview? Okay, so that's scheduled. Okay, locked you guys in on that. That way nobody else takes that slot. Glad that I found one for today. Sometimes they get a little booked out on Fridays. Okay, now on the on the invoice, were you guys able to sign that yet? Or no, did I ask you for the
email? No, I have both nursing puppies.
Sorry,
so.
I clicked on the other email. Let me click on.
Oh, okay, no worries.
Take both my hands to hold this thing straight and hold the bottle.
Okay. Subscription terms, is that what?
Yeah, the subscription terms. Click on the subscription terms, and then it's going to take you to the top right there. And then just scroll all the way down to the bottom. Click the little box, I am the certified holder. And then type in Ryan Loper. You can type it from, obviously, because he's right there. I mean, you're not doing any fraudulent stuff here. So.
Yeah.
And since he's got two hands full.
Yeah.
That's her consent, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So then just click that right there. And then remember, don't click out on the one that says opt out of Texas. You need that. And
it wants a password.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So the password and username. Yeah, no, don't make one up because they're going to give one, like a generic one to you guys when you do your client interview. And then after you get yours, the one that they give you is usually your phone number and something really easy. If you want to change it to something like a puppy name or something, I mean, you can do that because they're also going to ask you what security questions. So no one calls on your account. They're going to ask you like a security question, mom's maiden name or something like that. But they'll go ahead and get to that. So let me see. So now you got that. So this is how you'd be able to enter your dashboard, though. So this is very important. Okay, aside from that, let me go ahead and take some notes down here, and I promise, guys, we're almost done here. I only just a couple more minutes here. I'm going to send some notes to my technician here, so that way he can get the, he can do his homework before he calls you. Let me see. So I'm going to have you as contact there, Lena. What would you say are the top three services that you offer that make you the most money? You get more than 14, 17 keywords, but I just want to give them like a base to do homework and kind of like concrete or whatnot.
Driveways.
Driveways, patios, labs.
Stamp work.
Stamped, concrete.
Those are our keywords.
What else? Decorative. Demolition.
Okay. And they're definitely going to be pulling up a bunch of keywords for you guys to choose from. And then you guys go ahead and choose, okay, we want this one. Okay, we don't want that one, et cetera. Also on the mileage all around, right, how far do you guys want to target, would you say? Like a ballpark. We're not going to target every single city all along, but I know you're going
to
choose it.
Yeah, we're in southern Utah, and we're right next to the Arizona border.
Oh, is that right?
And
okay.
So the problem with the radius for us is I can't go do work in Arizona.
Yeah, I'm not licensed in Arizona. We're only licensed in Utah.
So a radius doesn't really work for us, but zip codes would work for us. I guess like a 40-mile radius would be good.
As long as you can target people in Mesquite, but we can't go work in Mesquite, you know?
I mean, I don't want to go past all the way to Mesquite because it's in it.
It doesn't work because my license is not valid there.
In Nevada. So we're 25 miles from Mesquite or 25 minutes, and literally we cross two state lines between here and there.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'll put here is that instead of, like, doing, like, a mile radius all around, I'm definitely going to notate the account here, let them know that you're borderline, that you cannot cross even if you wanted to. I'm sure you would, but you're just not licensed for another state. They have different licenses they require. So I'm going to go ahead and put that. You're going to discuss zip codes, preferably, which zip codes you want, which zip codes you don't want. If you want to go more east or west, I don't know which side is more or south or north or, you know what I mean, you want to. So we'll go ahead and take care of that right there. And you guys prefer to be called for the client interview, not text or both.
That would be easier.
Okay. And let me see here. Okay, so the rest of the notes here, guys, I'm going to go ahead and take care of myself. I don't want to keep you in silence here while I do a bunch of notes because it's pretty detailed what you guys want. I like that you guys know what you want. And I want to make sure that I send these notes over for my technician so he looks at this before he calls you versus just like a blank call. You know what I mean? I like them to do their homework before they call you guys. All right? Aside from that, I want to thank you guys for giving us a shot. We appreciate it. Welcome aboard. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to me anytime, but you'll have multiple technicians to help you out as well. But I'm here Monday through Friday. I'm not going to disappear on you guys. If you get any phone calls from any company saying that they're Google or that they can do it for less or that you got to pay more money, please disregard and write down the phone number if you can if they're not calling from a company so we can go ahead and report those numbers to Google headquarters in California. So this way you guys can focus on work versus companies trying to sell you listing or directory or whatever it is. You know what I mean? So we want to make sure that we protect our clients. Aside from that, God bless, and I wish you guys nothing but success 2022 coming up. And please feel free to contact me, and we look forward to speaking to you guys in about an hour and 15 minutes. And please don't miss your appointment, okay? That's very important for your listing to start so we can get the ball rolling. And thank you guys for the patience you're giving me, and thank you for giving us a shot. And do you guys have any other questions before I let you go on your busy day? Take care of your puppies and everything.
I think that's it. Thank you so much, Marlon.
Yeah. Hey, thank you guys, and I appreciate you guys. A pleasure to meet you both. You guys sound like a nice couple there, and I wish you guys success, okay? So, and please stay in contact with me. I will check back with you guys down the line to see how things are going, but feel free to contact me at any time. If you need me to kick butt somewhere for you guys, if someone's not contacting you as soon as possible, let me know. Send me a text, send me an email, call me, and I'll make sure they contact you guys as soon as possible, okay? I appreciate you guys, and other than that, you guys have a blessed day. I appreciate you guys. Thank you, Lena and Ryan.
You too.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.